It's a pleasure to welcome you to another edition of Speaking of Schools. Hello again, I'm Doug Keel, your host for this series of programs from South Carolina's Department of Education. We'd like to welcome you to this podcast, the 5th Annual Dick and Tonki Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence is right around the corner, and we're going to be hearing today from Jackie Martin, who is the director of Riley Institute Operations at Furman University. Jackie's going to be talking with us about the award, about the Riley Institute Clearinghouse, which recognizes innovative programs across South Carolina. It's been in existence for a number of years and is the foundation for the What Works SC Award that's given annually. In addition, we're going to be saluting some teachers from South Carolina, two teachers who have been chosen as recipients of the prestigious Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching for the 2013-2014 school year. And we'll also be recognizing the finalist for the 2014-15 award. That'll be announced next year, but there are 8 finalists for that award from South Carolina's public schools. That's our lineup for today. Once again, a pleasure having you with us, and we hope you'll stay with us as we're speaking of schools. The 5th Annual Dick and Tonki Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence is coming up. It's going to be given Wednesday, October 14th, and that's going to be at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Jackie Martin directs the Riley Institute Operations at Furman University. She joins us on Speaking of Schools. Jackie, nice to talk to you again. Appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you, Doug. We appreciate talking with you.
Let's go back a little bit. Go back about 10 years, I guess, and there was a study that was done by the Riley Institute, an exhaustive, a very large study called, in their own words, A Public Vision for Educational Excellence in South Carolina. And this is kind of the genesis of how you have gone about now with these Dick and Tonki Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence. Fill us in on that a little bit. How about acquaint us with that procedure or how that's evolved, or maybe reacquaint those folks who have heard about it before?
The Hewlett-funded study that we did in 2006 and 2007 looked at public education strategies across the state and talked to stakeholders about what needed to happen in public education in South Carolina. Using that information from this broad range of stakeholders, we created the What Works South Carolina Clearinghouse. This is a web resource that catalogs and examines evidence-based programs in the state. We decided to draw on this clearinghouse to create an award that shines a light on those programs and people that are working in education and promotes further innovation and excellence in South Carolina. The idea for the award grew out of discussions among the Riley Institute, South Carolina Future Minds, and education stakeholders around the state. We saw that there was so much good work going on in and around schools in South Carolina and so many passionate, committed people working in education. We thought those successes needed to be shared to be made a more prominent part of the conversation about public education in South Carolina.
Does the Clearinghouse have pretty much continuous use? Has it grown as far as the number of hits that you have on the website?
It has grown both in the number of hits on the website and in the number of programs that are included in the Clearinghouse. When we launched the Clearinghouse, we had about 40 programs included. At this time, we have about 100, and it was those 100 entries that our selection committee chose among for this year's award.
My guess is that you're getting some out-of-state hits as well, people who recognize that there are various things that are happening in South Carolina which are excellent, and they're looking at this innovation through the Clearinghouse.
That's true, and the fact is that South Carolina is similar in many ways to a set of states that has similar demographics and similar challenges in public education. And this, the information that we collect is important to share with other states as well.
Great. Okay. Well, let's get into a little bit more of the current topic, and that is, of course, the big award for excellence, Raleigh What Works SC Award for Excellence, that's going to be given on October 14th. Of course, these are highly effective education initiatives across South Carolina. How many, let's say for this year, how many of the initiatives or how many presentations did you go through in order to determine who your finalists were going to be?
Had 100 programs in our clearinghouse to examine. Each of those were looked at to get to a threshold for selection. Then our committee of corporate leaders and education experts from both within South Carolina and nationally selected three finalists from these 100 entries. The criteria that they used include the research and evaluation that that program has undertaken and the information that they have created. They look at community partnerships and maximization of resources and also at program sustainability.
I had the good pleasure of going last year to this award. I saw the presentation and the video presentations that were given for the three finalists and, of course, the winning announcement made there at the luncheon. Let's talk a little about the luncheon, what's going to take place there. I know you've got some very special guests.
We do. Our State Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman, will have a conversation with Linda O'Brien, of course, President and CEO of South Carolina ETV, about the direction of public education in South Carolina. And, of course, our former two-term governor of South Carolina and former United States Secretary of Education, Dick Riley, for whom our institute is named, will present the award.
Of course, this is a luncheon now. It begins at 12:30, lasts until 2 o'clock. If you'd like more information about the 5th Annual Dick and Tunky Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence, you can find that at riley.furman.edu. There's a link there that'll take you to the information, registration information, and a lot more about the award that's going to be given on October 14th. We're talking with Jackie Martin, who is director of the Riley Institute Operations at Furman University. And Jackie, let's talk now about those finalists. Who are they and where do they come from? What do they do?
The 2015 Dick and Tunky Riley What Works South Carolina Award finalists include Parents as Teachers South Carolina, which is a program of South Carolina First Steps. This is an evidence-based early childhood home visiting program for families of children 0 through age 5, prenatal to age 5. The second finalist is Reach Out and Read Carolinas, which works through healthcare providers to provide books and encourage families to read to children from birth to 5 years old. And the third finalist is the Teacher Cadet Program, which is a program of the Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement, which encourages high-achieving high school students with strong interpersonal and leadership skills to consider teaching as a career.
We have talked with all three of those at various times on Speaking of Schools. I am glad that I was not a party in making the choice as to who the winner is going to be, because that had to be a very difficult choice.
It's a tough decision each year.
Jackie Martin, we thank you for being with us. Jackie is director of the Riley Institute Operations at Furman University. Once again, the website where you can get information about the 5th Annual Dick and Tunky Riley What Works South Carolina Award for Excellence is riley.furman.edu. Jackie, thanks a lot for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing you there at the award. That's going to be Wednesday, October 14th, beginning at 12:30, and it's at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center.
Thank you, Doug.
And today on Speaking of Schools, we'd like to recognize a couple of South Carolina teachers who have received a national honor. And today, State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman has announced that Brooke Lance and Joseph Parker have been chosen as recipients of the prestigious Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, that for the 2013-2014 school year. And we also have congratulations going out to 8 educators who have been selected as finalists for the 2014-15 awards. We're going to be telling you about these folks, but first, Superintendent Spearman says, I'm so proud of these amazing STEM educators. These dedicated teachers channel their passion for mathematics and science to their students every day and represent the very best of their profession across America. Their schools, districts, and communities should be very proud. Brooke Lance currently teaches fourth grade math and science at Belton Elementary School in Anderson County School District 2. Joseph Parker teaches eighth grade earth science and gifted and talented earth science at Southwood Academy of the Arts in Anderson School District 5. We salute them as recipients of the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. And the following educators have been nominated for the awards, which will be announced next year. In mathematics, we congratulate Sherry Abel from Legacy Charter School, that's in Greenville County Schools, Allison Espinosa at A.C. Flora High School in Richland School District 1, as well as Jennifer Wise, who teaches at Hand Middle School in that same district. Also, another state finalist for math teaching, Kenyetta Mitchell from Sullivan Middle School, that's in Rock Hill School District 3 of York County. The four state finalists for the Science Teaching Award, Melanie Longton from Wren Middle School in Anderson School District 1, Courtney Shoemate, Hartsville Middle School, Darlington County School District, Benjamin Sennett from Calpins Middle School, that's in Spartanburg School District Number 3, and Gail Vaughter, who is at Springfield Middle School, that's in the Fort Mill School District, York District Number 4. The Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching is the highest recognition that a kindergarten through 12th grade mathematics or science teacher may receive. Presidential awardees receive a certificate signed by the President of the United States, a trip to Washington, D.C., and a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation. We congratulate all of these teachers today on Speaking of Schools. The winners of the prestigious Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, and those who are nominees for the awards to be given next year. That'll do it for this week's podcast of Speaking of Schools. Once again, congratulating those excellent South Carolina teachers who have been recognized with the Presidential Award. We also would like to extend our sincere thanks to Jackie Martin, the Director of Riley Institute Operations at Furman University. Those folks who do so much for the well-being of all South Carolinians. Speaking of Schools comes to you from South Carolina's Department of Education each week. We're pleased to be here, and we offer news about education in the Palmetto State, hoping you can be with us for our regular podcast. Until next week, thanking you for the pleasure of your company, I'm Doug Keel, and extending an invitation to you to join us next week as we'll be speaking of Schools.